15 minutes, and much of that will be taken up with questions. I imagine, I'm just guessing here, that he will get interrupted. If it's like the U.S. Supreme Court, where you get about one sentence out of your mouth, and then somebody says, Mr. Hutchison, what about such and such? I always find that interesting, that you come in with all your guns blazing, so to speak, and but you don't get to, you know, you don't get everything you want out of it. Oftentimes you are interrupted in mid sentence, and you just have to stop and just and that's it. Sorry. Interesting though that Stavros Anthony chose Mark Hutchison to argue the case. Coming up in our next half hour, Daniel Honcharu has been kind of monitoring what's going on in Carson City. This is we are coming to the end of week seven. Week seven of the 81st Nevada Legislature. What's hot? What's not? Are they really getting close? I know. Yeah, that's coming up. It's called teasing. Sorry about that. Anyway, we will get to Daniel Honcharu coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stick around. Lots more to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, 5:30 as we check out our traffic cams right now. Lane closures on Interstate 11 southbound between Lake Mead and Wagon Wheel. It's going to be blocked until April 30th. That is causing some backups on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at Gibson. You're bumper-to-bumper there on that transition lane. Also, heavy volumes, 515 westbound at Pecos. 215 west at Tenaya. You're bumper-to-bumper through there, too. You're only averaging about 35 miles per hour as you try to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, southbound at Oki and northbound at Desert End. And construction continues on Interstate 15 northbound. That is at Lamb Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball looking for a new head coach. Some of the names that are being thrown out there: Kevin Kruger, a current assistant and the son of former UNLV coach Lon Kruger. Steve Lavin, who has not coached since 2015, but coached UCLA to six NCAA tournament appearances. The Review Journal saying that he very much wants this job. Missouri head coach Quanzo Martin also being mentioned. Loyola Chicago head coach Porter Moser. And also Rick Pitino, who this year in his first year at Iona got his team into the NCAA tournament. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they've won four in a row and 10 of their last 12. They open up a two-game series in L.A. tonight, matching up against the Kings. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
March Madness continues. I just got to tell you, all these teams that went knelt for the anthem and then get bounced, even Ohio State. Even Ohio State, number two seed. Maybe it's the karma train coming around that corner. And the folks that kneel for the anthem, maybe they're not going to do quite as well. Interesting. My guess is there will be teams that win after kneeling, but this was telling. It really honestly was. We have just now completed today week number 7 of the Nevada legislature. And it was interesting. I had a chance earlier to visit with Daniel Honcharu from NPRI. And by the way, this hour of Live and Local, this special report from NPRI is brought to you by our friends at the Nevada Trucking Association. Daniel Honcharu, I asked him, I said, you know, we're just on the brink of finishing off 7 weeks. Are we any closer to getting some bills actually signed into law?
Yeah, I think we're inching closer. You know, when I talked to you last Thursday, I think I mentioned that this previous Monday, the 15th, was in fact the deadline for new bills to be introduced. But of course, in typical fashion, that deadline was wholly ignored. They've been introducing new bills all week. It will continue through today and likely into next week, I've been told. I was actually on a panel with Assemblyman Roberts and Senator Joe Hardy last night with Americans for Prosperity talking about this. And it just seems like the LCB is backed up. We're still awaiting the introduction of several bills important to us, specifically concerning occupational licensing, you know, making it easier for average people to find work. But I'll tell you one thing, you know, we're only March 19th now. We got more than 2 months left. If we're already this far behind schedule, I'm going to offer a prediction. And that prediction is that we are going to see the most hectic last few weeks perhaps ever in a Nevada legislative session. There is so much to do still. And, you know, typically the last few weeks are always chaotic. And I expect it will be, you know, one notch above that this time around, again, due to seemingly how far the LCB and lawmakers are in terms of introducing bills.
Now, have they, given the extra week, and we're coming to the close of that extra week, have they made any progress?
Progress is being made. I saw that most of the afternoon committee hearings were canceled. I presume that was to affect the introduction of more bills. There is a separate deadline for bill introductions concerning those which are sponsored by committees as a whole. That happens this next Monday, and I strongly suspect that deadline will be generally disregarded as well. You know, I often tell you deadlines to the Nevada legislature are more like guidelines, which can be changed basically on a whim. And we've seen a lot of that already.
I want to ask you, you mentioned occupational licensing, and there is a bill that is ready to go. The big question is it going to get a hearing? Can you talk a little bit about what that bill is and what it's designed to do?
Well, so there are a few bills we're looking at. One of them that's important to us, it's important to NPRI in that I actively worked behind the scenes with Senator Kerry Buck on this issue, is Senate Bill 178. What it proposes is basically very marginal reductions in terms of the requirements needed to perform certain types of cosmetology work. For example, in this state, you must be licensed to wash hair in a salon, and it requires 50 hours of training in how to properly wash hair. On its face, these kinds of policies sound protectionist for the industry. And, you know, I talked to the Occupational Licensing Board itself just a few weeks ago, and nobody could offer me any kind of justification for a 50-hour hair washing requirement. So SB 178 is one of those bills we're following. We are hoping it'll be heard, no indication yet. And then, as I just mentioned, we are eagerly awaiting the introduction of Assemblyman Tom Roberts' bill in the area of licensing. My understanding is that it's going to be more broad in its scope, modeled after a very successful Florida bill. So I eagerly await that language as well. Again, hopefully in the next few days or so.
Daniel, I want to ask you about something that I'm starting to hear more and more about from friends of mine who own property and who rent to folks. And that's the property rights, the eviction notices, things like that. There are a number of bills that are out there. What is happening on that issue on both sides, both the renter side and the landlord side?
Well, you know, this is a case where I think renters will be prioritized throughout the legislative session based on the demographic makeup of the legislature. You know, the Democrats are in the majority. They could pass any of these bills, which, in my mind, further diminish property rights. You know, to me, this has been a real central theme of Governor Sisolak's tenure ever since the COVID emergency was announced a year ago. You know, the assault on property rights continues, as I say, whether it's the eviction moratorium, limits on in-person gatherings inside your own house. These ridiculous business lockdowns, which still have capacity limits. So that's been a central theme, and Democrats seem intent on increasing tenant protections to the detriment of landlords. And there are four bills I'll mention quickly, all of which essentially seek to do the same thing, you know, increase tenants' rights, decrease landlord rights, and I'll also put some context behind this. All of these bills are being proposed sort of under the auspices of COVID relief, but nothing in these bills is temporary. So we are changing fundamental laws regarding American property rights permanently based on a what is known to be temporary economic situation. Now, of course, we recognize that there are thousands still in the state struggling to afford rent. You know, they're behind on their Dieter payments. But like you said, likewise, there are a lot of landlords, a lot of mom-and-pop type landlords who haven't been receiving, you know, their rental income for over a year and whose rights have been essentially revoked. So, you know, it's important to approach this issue with compassion, of course, but permanently eroding property rights is a horrible way to do it. Property rights are a cornerstone of free markets and capitalism. This is a very slippery slope, and I wish we would hear more GOP pushback on this issue. Unfortunately, like I said, there's not much they can do because these bills require simple majority votes, and Sisolak, I imagine, is very inclined to sign them.
Well, and the way they're nickel and diming this whole thing, SB 218 prohibits landlords from charging application fees. They've been doing this forever. I mean, this is nothing, you know, radical here. We've been doing this, and now all of a sudden we're going to say, if you want to go look at an apartment, you don't have to pay an application fee.
Yeah, it just seems punitive, and it suggests that the left, you know, is kind of business blind. Do they not recognize that there are costs associated with leasing? Of course there are. And often they're tremendously high because of all the regulatory burdens we impose on these landlords. So, you know, this strikes me as just being, as you mentioned, SB 218, just being punitive to landlords, not even seeking compromise, but come on, you know, just on its face seems, it seems like those pushing this bill have no real sense of how businesses, especially leasing companies, operate.
Good point. Daniel Honcharu is the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. He moves lock, stock, and barrel up to Carson City during special sessions, during regular sessions of the Nevada Legislature. And it'll be interesting to see as we now are completed. We have now completed 7 weeks. By the way, today's show has just flown by. Do you notice that? We had Daniel Honcharu on. We had April Becker, Mark Hutchison. He'll be arguing for Stavros Anthony on April 7th. And by the way, just as an aside, I think they've got a great chance of winning. I really honestly do, which would unseat Ross Miller and would end up seating Stavros Anthony. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It's Friday, special day, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall has a huge inventory of 2020, 2021, and the all-new redesigned 22 MDX. That means the 20 and 21s must go. Our loss, your gain. Save thousands on any lease or purchase with great rates starting as low as 0.9% on selected models. So don't delay. Come down to Finley Acura in the Auto Mall and visit us at FinleyAcura.com. Finley Acura, the new definition in luxury.
Again, stop in today at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Can Clark County count you in? The Department of Family Services is in need of supportive foster parents to provide temporary care and stability for our children. That's why they made it easier for you to learn more about fostering with their virtual foster care information sessions. Take the first step in your foster care journey from the comfort of your own home. Visit countmein.vegas for more information or to sign up. That's countmein.vegas. This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The president was on the road. He also was stumbling up the steps. This. I mean, there's so many memes out there right now featuring this video of President Biden tripping up the stairs of Air Force One. And by the way, can I just say, it was a memorable event. I mean, it really was. It was really a cool event. But the CDC workers. In fact, I'll let you hear just a little bit of this. Was the president this morning at the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. Cut five. Here is the president.
We owe you a gigantic debt of gratitude, and we will for a long, long, long time, because I hope this is the beginning of the end of not paying attention to what's going to come again and again and again and again. We can build all the walls we want. We can have the most powerful armies in the world. But we cannot stop. We cannot stop these viruses, other than be wherever they are and move quickly on them when we find them. And the one thing that the reason I am so happy to have been able to, anyway, to have Doc here, is that science is back. No, all kidding aside, think about it. For the longest time, not just as it relates to CDC, but science was viewed as sort of an appendage to anything else we were talking about. Mm-hmm. But it's back. And I just want you to have some confidence that it's not only are the Vice President and I and the whole team and the whole COVID team writ large committed, but the American people have moved. Mm-hmm. The American people have moved. This is a bipartisan effort now. Now, it isn't showing itself in the way senators and congressmen vote, but the public, we were talking about it on the airplane.
Yep.
The public, in a bipartisan way, when I came up with this $1.9 billion for this whole COVID and the economic relief side of it as well, we were told that it could never pass. We'd never get any help. Well, we didn't get any help in the Senate or the House, but you have 55% of the Republicans in America supporting it. You have 90-some percent of the Democrats, 80-some. The point is, the public is thankful to you, because it's about science. That's what they understand. They understand. And we're not going back to the old days. Even if tomorrow the whole administration changed, I think you've changed things. You've changed them in a way that are going to make everybody healthier in this country. And when we have a crisis, you're prepared to meet it.
That is the president earlier today, the CDC in Atlanta. And, again, dumb luck. Good appearance, photo op. But it was preceded by the president, the commander-in-chief, stumbling up the stairs of Air Force One like a neighborhood drunk. No, I mean, that's the first thing I thought of. Oh, no, he's not day drinking, is he? You know, I thought that was reserved for St. Patty's Day. Anyway, stay with us. More to come on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, if someone has a hefty balance in their IRA, and let's say they're over 59 and a half, is it time to talk about a Roth conversion?
Well, Steve, it's never a bad time to talk about a way to put your money in a place where you don't have to share it with Uncle Sam and Uncle Cooper anymore.
I like that. I like the sound of that.
So what am I talking about? Well, if you have money in an IRA or a 401k, and it's not a Roth, it's a regular IRA, regular 401k, and you see the balance grow, you're excited because you have a right to be excited. Your money's going up. You've battled the market, and you're going up. The problem is, Steve, you've taken all the risk. Who gets to enjoy a lot of your return?
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Sam and Uncle Cooper, because you have it in a taxable account. So how can you not have it in a taxable account? Well, you can look at Roth conversion strategies. Now, there's no free lunch out here in the world, especially when we're talking about taxes. So if you want to convert your money, you're going to have to pay tax on the amount you convert that year. Or you can also, here's another thing to do, take advantage of your Roth 401k or a regular Roth account when you're putting money in. Now, you don't get a tax write-off, but that money will grow tax-free forever, and you won't have to take it out unless you want to take it out in the future, and it will pass on to your next of kin tax-free as well. So there's a lot of strategies. It's complex, and that's why a lot of you out there have not taken advantage of the Roth strategies. We utilize Roth in our TNS strategy, the tax navigation strategy, so we can show you, if you have big balances in your IRAs, how much you can convert per year and not have it hurt you that much in taxes. So, Steve, the next 20 people who call, we'll put together for them their own total retirement plan. It's 22 different steps. One of them is one we're talking about here, no cost or obligation.
What a great opportunity. Call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can just text Vegas, V-E-G-A-S, Vegas to 21000. Text Vegas to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
This is Republican Assemblyman Gregory Hafen II of Assembly District 36. My district includes Pahrump, most of Nye County, parts of Northwest Las Vegas, Logandale, Moapa, and a portion of Lincoln County. I will be on the Kevin Wall Show throughout this year's legislative session to review all the recent happenings in Carson City, the horse trading, bill sponsors, and lobbyists behind the bills that are being considered and passed by your legislator. To learn more about me, go to Hafen4Nevada.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us. Final segment of the week. I'm off on Monday, by the way. Yeah, I'm going to take a Monday off. Pat Casale will be filling in. I want to leave you with Mark Meadows. I'm going to give him the last word. He's a former Trump chief of staff. This is cut two, by the way. Talking about the Biden information shutdown along the southern border. They're not letting the Border Patrol talk to the media, and they're not doing ride-alongs or anything like that. This was Mark Meadows on Fox News Channel earlier today.
Well, we wouldn't have been allowed to keep the media out. In fact, during the Trump administration, not only were cameras allowed in, but we had regular briefings on this. And it's primarily because of the way the Trump administration wanted to deal with it. They actually had a policy that works. Dana, don't you find it ironic that they allowed cameras in for a meeting between the United States and China in Alaska, and yet they won't allow cameras in on our southern border? Why is that? Because there's more people coming across our southern border illegally than show up for work at the Capitol each and every day. We've got to make sure that we have transparency, and it is time that Democrats join the call from Republicans to address this issue.
There you go. Yeah, maybe Dems should join this, because this is their homeland security too. You know, we always talk about, well, homeland security, and is it a Democrat issue? Is it a Republican issue? The fact is, this is something that should impact everybody. If there's an increase of crime here in southern Nevada, it's going to impact Republicans, but it's also going to impact Democrats. I mean, they're still going to become the victims of violent crime. MS-13.